Unit 3. To learn is to be free. Part 1.
Picture a room full of boys. A young girl, hardly 9 or 10 years old, is sitting in the center of the room, surrounded by books. She's the only girl among so many boys and misses her female cousins and friends who are inside the home instead of the school, because they are not allowed to get an education alongside boys. There isn't a single operating girls' school in her village. She was born in a Bolok conservative tribe where women and girls have fewer privileges than men and boys. She's the eldest in the family, and before she was born, her parents wanted a baby boy. But they had bad luck. A baby girl arrived. It was customary in her family to keep girls inside the homes. But her uncle, who was a university graduate, he wanted to give her an opportunity to see the world, to be part of the society. Luckily, she has a name that can be used for both men and women. So he saw a chance to change her course of life. He decided to raise her as a boy. At 3 months old, she went from being a baby girl to baby boy. She was given boys' clothing. She was allowed to go outside and get an education alongside boys. She was free. She was confident. She observed and noted small everyday injustices faced by women and girls in her village. When newspapers arrived at her home, she watched as they passed from the eldest man to the youngest man. By the time women got hold of the paper, it was old news. She completed her 8th grade year. Now fear started to set in. This could have been the end of her education because the only option for high school for further study was 5 kilometers away. Boys had bicycles, they were free to go. But she knew her father would not allow her to travel on her own, even if she were posing as a boy. "I can't let you do that, and I don't have the time to walk you there and back. Sorry, it's impossible," he said. She was very upset. But a miracle happened. A distant relative offered to teach her 9th and 10th grade curricula during summer vacations. This is how she completed her schooling. The girl who I'm talking about is me, Shamim, who is speaking before you now. Throughout centuries, people have been fighting for their identity. People have been loved, privileged because of their identity, their nationality, their ethnicity. Again, people have been hated, denied because of their nationality, their identity, their race, their gender, their religion. Identity determines your position in society, wherever you live. So if you ask me, I would say I hate this question of identity. Millions of girls in this world are being denied their basic rights because of being female. I would have faced the same if I hadn't been raised as a boy. I was determined to continue my studies, to learn, to be free. After my schooling, even enrolling in college was not easy for me. I went on a 3-day hunger strike. Then I got permission for college.